Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to
Different Strokes
for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome, folks. I think I'm going to get rid of that intro. It doesn't want to play when I want it to play. This is your host, David Clark. Just to let you know, I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I would suggest you become the same. When you do keep an open mind, not only can you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others, because we all know what happens when we point a finger at somebody. There's two fingers pointing back. Judgment is a big no-no. It always boomerangs. And today, I am so pleased to welcome back Leo Bonomo. He is a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant medium and psychic, who's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV, on the Circle TV, on the Information Channel. He's also done a tour of New Zealand, and he spent a week supporting an international healer in his workshop there. Among his gifts are clairvoyance, that is seeing, clairaudience, hearing. He also can feel and sense of taste, and he's aware of smells. And those are other gifts that I'm not going to belabor. But he experiences these in varying degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's also written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing. And some of his poems have been published in two compilation books that are The Spirit Writes and The Joy of Peace, published by Tudor Press. He's also channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland that gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, cot death, mediumship, and many other related topics. And he has another book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. And Leo, it's been a while since I've received this bio. Do you have any other books out there?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that, David. Well, thank you so much again for having me on the show. I'm currently trying to finish a book about Leslie Flynn. And Leslie was a direct voice medium that passed in 1990 himself. And since 1953, he made over 6,000 recordings.
Wow.
There's probably less than 200 on the net. And I was privileged to have sat with Leslie, and it was a wonderful experience. And basically, the voices appeared 6 or 7 inches below the ceiling, and we'd have conversations like you and I are having. All kinds of people were turning up. I do prefer those we might call ordinary people, but a lot of people turned up. Edgar Hoover, Queen Victoria, and James and John Brown. So many actors, actresses. Marilyn Monroe made an appearance, and if you listen to that recording, you get the real sort of genuine feel of how she was. So many people. So I'm doing a book of transcripts of some of those, and it's planned that there's going to be a series of books. But it's just opening the field for people to experience Leslie at his best, really, and wonderful, wonderful messages.
That's great. I'm glad that I asked you that. And let me also let people know Leo's website. I'm going to give that information in a minute. Leo also has a radio show, and I would like for you to provide that information in just a moment, Leo. His website is on the World Wide Web. It is leo-bonomo.com. Bonomo is spelled B like boy, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O. leo-bonomo.com. And Leo, tell us about your radio show and how it's going.
It's going really well. It's www.kcorradio.com. It goes out, it goes out between 7 and 9 GMT, but I think Las Vegas time, it's 11 till 1. It's produced in Las Vegas, and it's a show about interviews and also readings, as we're doing tonight, and it goes out to 105 different countries, so I'm really blessed.
Oh, that's great, Leo. I'm just making a note to myself before I forget. I'll do it later, but I want to update your bio, and if I have your permission, I would use the bio that's on your website where it says about Leo Bonomo. That looks like it would be a little more up-to-date than what I have.
Thank you so much, David. Thank you.
Sure. So, Leo, what else is going on for you before we start taking calls?
I'm working, trying to get a TV series made. TV production company love it, although they don't do what they would call light entertainment. So I've got that to do. I've actually got another two books at least on the go, and very involved with lots of things. So it's the teaching has stopped for a while, but that's going to start hopefully in not too distant future. So there's an awful lot going on.
It sounds it. Boy, how do you find time to enjoy yourself between all of this?
Well, Mum, it's not a lot, but I'm getting used to it. My guide euphemistically says that I'm spoilt for choice, which basically means I don't know what to start on first.
I can relate to that. Are you a good multitasker?
Yeah. I've learned to be a multitasker. I think the problem with that, David, is I start something and then I get inspiration for something else. I thought I'll put that to one side and I'll do that. And then I end up all over the place. So quite often if I'm on Facebook, which I'm on much less now, there are three or four conversations going on as well as I'm doing emails. So I think I can multitask okay.
Yeah.
But it's when it's kind of to get solid things done, you know, like finishing the book and that. That's where it kind of falls down.
Well, we need to set some time aside to concentrate on one project at a time, that's for sure. Although I know people that have ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, and they love to have lots of activity going on all over the place. And I've had jobs in the past where I've had to do that kind of thing, but it's not my preference.
Neither mine, I don't think.
Well, we do have quite a few callers on the line. Just to let folks know, I've only talked to five of you to make sure that we can get readings done for at least that many, and I'm sure more. But we will not be able to get to everybody. I don't think so. Never know. But just hold your place in the queue. After the first five people, I will announce you by area code and ask you your first name only. And the way Leo works is he does cold readings. So all you need to do is give him your name, and he will do a reading. And then he usually asks if you have a question after that. And please limit it to one question. Does that sound reasonable, Leo?
That sounds reasonable. It's not actually cold reading. I do understand what you mean, but I don't need any information, so it all comes from spirit. So, yeah, let's crack on.
Well, they are quite warm-spirited readings. I just didn't know how else to announce But the point is that he doesn't need other information to begin with. And our first caller is Donna. And Donna, you are live.
Thank
Hi,
you,
Donna.
David. Hi, Leo. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Fantastic. Now, just before the show started, I saw an image of a lady with red hair. It's quite long. It's below shoulder width. I've got to be honest, I don't know whether they're alive or past. Usually I see them from the shoulders up. But I do get the feeling, if it's not for you, it's definitely connecting with another person that I'm going to give a reading to. If I described you as having long red hair, would that make sense to you?
No, I have long brown hair.
Okay, I'm not sure. I'm just going to go with this anyway. I'm just going to have a quick listen to this lady that I can see. Right, would you understand her talking about you being pushed from pillar to post at the moment?
Being pushed from what?
Push from pillar to post, so you're on the move. It's kind of a zigzag line. You're being pressured. You don't know what to do first. Would that make sense to you?
No, things are going pretty good, and I just have a little schedule, but no pushing or anything like that.
Okay, this must be for somebody else. I'm just going to try
it
and get this
be.
Link
yeah.
with you. Okay. Now, what I'm being told is that this year started off okay. So it started off okay in January. We had a little bit of a dip in February and March, but it's now picking up again. The person that's here, I can't see them, but they're saying there is a lot to look forward to towards the end of the year. And this is quite markedly different from last year. So would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yes.
Fantastic. They're talking about holidays coming up for you. I think it's holidays you planned yourself rather than the holidays, you know, Christmas. Would you understand needing to go somewhere different this year?
Maybe in December, I'll maybe go on a... I'm thinking next year, maybe go to Thailand for a couple weeks. Yeah, for next year. I won't have the money
right.
till then.
Okay. Right, okay, because this person's just talking about you needing somewhere completely different to go. It is literally something new and refreshing that you need to experience. Have you got a question that you'd like to ask?
I do. In my meditations, I've been getting a lot of messages that it's coming soon. And I heard that message, and it filled me up with such love and such gratitude. And I wanted to know, is that I've been praying to meet a fellow, you know, to get married one day, and then also for more abundance to come in so I can afford to go traveling. And I wanted to know what you were picking up, please, Leo.
Right. I'm getting ticks all the way along with that. It's been a long time. He's taken me back. This is a gentleman I've just realized. He's taken me back about 10 or 15 years and said, it's been a very unsettled period for you. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. I think this gentleman that's come through is your guide. If you've seen him, don't describe him to me, but have you seen your guide?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic. You'd understand he's a very tall gentleman. I can't really see his face. He's wearing a cloak, and it's not like an abbot's gown or a habit or anything like that, but he's a very tall gentleman that's with you. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, he was tall.
Fantastic. So what he's just saying is that these things that you need, you've been very patient with. It has been frustrating, but the gentleman and what you're going to miss is coming along. So I understand what he was saying previously about a holiday and needing to go somewhere different, really getting sort of the wind under your wings with that. I do feel it will be with a gentleman. You've had what this gentleman here describes as some harsh partners in the past. Would that make sense to you too?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, when I was younger. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's going to go well with you. Can I leave you with that?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What, Leo?
I haven't got any more to add to that. Could I leave that with you?
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate all that you've told me very much. Thank you, Leo.
No problem. Lots of love. God bless.
Thanks, Donna. God bless, honey.
Thank you, David. God bless you, too.
You're welcome. Thank you. Our next caller is Wendy, and Wendy, you're live.
Hello, Leo.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Very nice to speak with you.
Fantastic. I've got an image of a lady from the shoulders up. She's got blonde hair. It's fairly short. Very pretty face. One of those little cute noses that's slightly turned up is what I'm being shown. Am I describing you, Wendy?
No. You have to describe me.
Okay.
I have brown hair.
Let me just see.
And hazel eyes.
Okay. Bless you. Right. Okay. So what am I seeing here? Right. If we go on mum's side of the family, there's a lady with this lady that I've described. I feel she's more of an aunt rather than a grandmother. She says there are a couple of lost boys on that side of the family. So I don't think they were brothers, but there were two gentlemen that were lost in peculiar circumstances on that side. Would that make sense to you?
Possibly, uh-huh.
Okay, I'm just going to have a quick listen. There's been an awful lot of change for you, Wendy, in this year. This lady's describing it as being disruptive. Would that make sense to you?
I'm hoping for some changes, yes.
Okay, but you would understand that there's been disruption. It's not been a smooth year for you so far. Would that make sense?
I'm not quite sure what you mean. I'm sorry.
Would you understand problems financially? Financially, things have not been that smooth. She's talking about disruption around the community. I don't think they're direct neighbours, but I know there's been problems in the community that have been a bit unsettling for you. So she's talking about those. I know there's a gentleman that's connected with you as well, and he seems to have stepped back a little bit, so there's a bit of a gap. I do think it's a physical gap as well as an emotional gap. So would that make sense?
Well, I'm not quite sure what that would be.
Would you understand the financial disruption? Would that make sense to you?
Regarding financial, I have a woman attorney, and I'm going to go through a Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and I'm hoping that it'll be completed this year.
Okay. Well, I can only tell you, Wendy, what I'm getting. Because this lady's given me a lot of information then, I know it's a bit hard to take a lot of it in, but she's taken me to this financial thing. It's fairly long running already. And as you said, you hoped it would be completed this year. This lady actually took me to next year. She's taken me to February. It's a fairly large amount. She says it was scooped up, so I understand the words, but not the context, really. But would the context make sense to you?
What did she say the context was?
The money was scooped up, or it was scooped away. So it feels as though it was taken out of an account and almost gone overnight. Would that make sense to you?
Well, I have an injury attorney. I was in the backseat of a yellow cab over a year ago, and It should be settling soon, I hope. The attorney says I won't get very much because the driver was uninsured. So maybe that's what you're picking up.
Well, there's certainly a loss of money. So if it's an injury in that sense, then I understand what this lady was saying. I do think it will be a fair amount, but I do see it running into next year as well. I know the other attorneys have their job to do, but they've not been very pleasant about it. Would that make sense to you as well?
Uh-huh.
Because she's
yeah.
talking of a bit of abuse from the other side. So I know that it will get fixed, but I do really feel we're going to have to wait till next year.
Okay. Well, I understand.
Okay.
That's
I should say
lovely.
Prayers for you and hope, no problem, and hope it gets done quicker, but I'm being taken to next year with that. Do you know of an amount? If you do, don't tell me.
Do I know what?
This lady's talking about 30,000, maybe just a bit more. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, well, I don't think it'll be anywhere near that much. I'll probably be lucky to get 5 unless the attorney just hasn't been telling me.
Okay. I do feel it will be about that, but I'll say prayers for you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Can I ask you a question, Leo?
Andy, we don't have time. We don't have time for another question, honey.
I didn't get my question.
Well, you got one along the way. I don't know if you realized that, but thank you for calling, Wendy.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Lynn is next. Okay, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. That's all right.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you.
No problem. I'm seeing this image of a lady with red hair that's fairly long, just below shoulder length again. And if I say red, it's more, scarlet's too harsh. But it's like
kind
a light
off.
Purple.
Yes, I do.
I knew we'd find the person sooner or later.
She's a young lady. She's a young lady that she's alive. She's present. Yes.
Fantastic. Yeah, because if I see them from the shoulders up, they're definitely alive. Okay. I'm told she's very pleasant natured. I do know that she has previously done well in studies, but she feels that she doesn't have much of a direction. And that's a strange thing to say, because I know her studies would take her in a particular direction. She doesn't seem to feel very confident about it. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Yeah, she's an artist. Yeah,
okay.
She's... Yeah, yeah.
Oh, bless. Okay. She does need a little bit of reassurance. That is slightly odd, because this person says normally she's very confident, so she's kind of lacking confidence in the area she needs it most. I know that she's very good at what she does, because this person is saying that. he's just said something quite funny. He says, you know, you don't always have to suffer for your art. So there is some reassurance that she needs. I feel she will do really well. I don't know what kind of painting she does, but this person is saying how can I describe it? The paintings are quite different. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, yes, it does. Uh-huh.
Okay. So I know that will develop even more. There seems to be a certain sense of spirituality behind it, but there's also a very kind of earthy and naturistic, a natural kind of element to it. Would that make sense as well?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
would you be able to tell that young lady that those visions that she sees, it's spiritual connection, it's okay, and that will be developed more?
I've told her that.
She's a little bit confused.
I've told her that. I've been telling her.
Sorry. Fantastic, because this person just wants to reassure her that it's normal, it's okay, and let that guide her. And what's your question, honey?
Well, Leo, do you see any good things coming up the next few weeks that we have left in May or going towards June? Any good things coming in for me?
I know there's a slight rise in money. I don't think money's a problem for you, but there's a slight input of money for you. That needs to happen. I know that you are able to relax a little bit more at home, and this person says it's a bit of a wonder that that's happening. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And... When you first asked your question, I saw a beautiful box of chocolates, and I saw a representation of you taking several and just trying them out. Life will be sweeter for you, and it's okay for you to take a chocolate now and again when you need it. So that's meant in a physical sense of eating chocolate, but it's okay to cherry pick stuff for yourself and be good to yourself. Would that make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yes. Thank you so much, Leo.
Fantastic. No problem. It's a rather unusual drink, but usually if I get drink it's some, or food, it's something you love or you hate. I'm tasting cherry brandy. Would that be significant for you?
Cherry. It sounds kind of familiar. I'm kind of... familiar with it, yes.
Mm-hmm. I know it will come to sense. He's saying to me, it's a gentleman that realised that, he's saying De Kuyper, De Kuyper. There was a De Kuyper cherry brandy. I think De Kuyper's Dutch. Would you understand the connection with Dutch?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I have a desire to visit Amsterdam, so maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah.
I think it does because I've got a big tick with that, and I know that you'll get the time to do it. He says time is precious. Pick what's good for you and what you need to do and what you want. So I know from that intimation that you do an awful lot for others, including this young lady. Take this gentleman's great love. I do think he's a father in spirit. He's certainly very father-like. So take his great love and mine and bless you.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you, Leo.
God
thank
bless,
you, David.
Man.
Blessings.
Take care,
thank
sweetie.
You.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a nice evening.
You too.
Okay. Allison is next. And Allison, you are... live. There you go.
Hello.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, Leo.
Hi. It's lovely to speak to you. As soon as we've connected, I've got a lady that's definitely a grandmother. She wouldn't have been very tall. She's about 5'6". The interesting thing is I've got her wearing almost... she's wearing a shawl and it's almost touching the ground. I know that she's got a stick. Some of these things are very general, so I do apologize for that. She's wrapped up. I know she felt the cold. She's got a stick. She has got glasses. She's got it's silver gray hair, but it's dull silver and it's slightly turned. She says she's 89. I'll take her word at it. That's obviously bad with ages. Would you recognize this woman at all?
I'm sorry, I didn't. What age did you say that she was?
She said 89. I'm notoriously bad with ages, but I'll take her at her word. So she was quite elderly. Okay. Would you understand her saying that you are having trouble making up your mind about the direction in which you need to go for the next couple of years? So this is a short-term thing. Does that make sense
to
you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because she's doing it a very strange way. It's almost as though she's pointing the stick at you and then kind of tapping you with it as though to say, come on, that's the way, that's the way. She does have a great love for you. She says there's a little bit of courage that's needed for you to go forward, but just do it. I know that sounds like a slogan for some trainers, but she says just do it, just go for it. So that's. She keeps mentioning newspaper, which I don't know what the connection is. She's mentioning newspaper. I don't think anyone in the family is connected to print, so it has thrown me. But would newspaper make sense to you?
I worked a long time. A lot of my career in the past was in newspaper business.
Okay, because I wasn't understanding. She was saying newspaper. I wasn't getting it, so thank you for that. Have you got a question, honey?
Well, the question really is about direction. I do have some major decisions I need to be making within the next 6 months, actually. And I can't just do it, like she says. I have to make this a very, very wise and very, at this time of my life, I don't have room for any more mistakes. So I need this to be a very wise, well thought out, and kind of a permanent decision. There's a great amount at stake here. A lot is at stake. And so if she has something to add, you know, to bring in some clarity about what is the best path maybe with this, if there is one yet. There is one.
The best way I can describe what she's saying to me, there are decisions to be made over the 6 months, but would you understand something pressing within the next couple of months? So there's an order, there's a priority with this. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, there's some real immediate pressure as well as this kind of immediate pressure, midterm pressure or mid-distance pressure, and the long term. So it's kind of a three-step process, and they all have their own particular pressures.
Okay, what she's talking about is what's immediate, that has to be moved first. She says it's a matter of the heart letting go of something that you're fond of and pushing it out the way and getting rid of it. That's the way she said that. So would that make sense to you as to the immediate thing that needs sorting out? Okay.
Yeah.
I am seeing an old pocket watch that's being shown. It's heavily engraved. She says it's not just a memory. There is a pocket watch somewhere. She says within the house. I'm seeing quite a large house. But she says it's indicative of time being of the essence with what you need to do straight away. So get that done, push sentiment out the way, get that done, you do know what you need to do with it, and the rest will begin to fall into place for you.
Okay. I'm as confused now as I was.
Take a great
what?
Sorry, say that again.
I said I'm as confused now as I was 5 minutes ago. Okay.
Have a think about it. It's something your heart's connected to, so you need to take the emotion out of it and just make that decision that you know is there. So get the emotions out of the way, make that decision. Everything will fall in line like dominoes.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thanks,
bless
Allison.
You. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Best wishes to you, hon.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome. Okay, we're moving on to area codes. I have area code 201 here. What is your first name, please?
Shalina.
Shalina?
It's Shalina. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Sharina. How are you?
Hi.
I'm good, thank you.
How are you? Okay. Could be better.
Not a problem. Oh, bless. I have a black gentleman that's connected with you. The hair's cut very short. It has receded. He is a tall gentleman. I would say 5'9", 5'10". The top of the hair has started to go grey and has gone back a little bit, but the rest of it is still quite dark. There is a connection with the family and this gentleman. He says he was very fond of the family and the family were of him. So I know he's connected to the family, but not in the family. He says he's been here, he means passed away, for around 20 years. So would this make sense to you?
20 years.
And it's okay to say no, and I know you're a bit stressed, honey.
Yeah, I am.
She can't think.
I'm 38,
not to worry
so
about
20
him.
Years.
I'm just going to have a...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So try not to worry about him. I'm just going to have a quick listen. Okay. Would you understand him saying there is a need to renew a relationship? So that intimates to me that you're not in a relationship at the moment, but someone from the past will come forward. Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, could you just repeat that? You said about a relationship?
Okay, what this gentleman's indicating is that there is a relationship with a gentleman that you've known from the past and is waiting to come forward. So that to me would say that you're not in a relationship at the moment or you're on the edge of one breaking up. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, very much.
Fantastic. You won't have to wait long. He's actually called the gentleman my Valentine. Obviously, there's the equivalent Italian name of Valentino. I don't think he was called Valentino, but there's definitely a connection with... would you be aware of a street called Valentine or an area called Valentine or Valentine's?
No.
It shouldn't be too far from you. I don't think it's a house or a place called Valentine, a building called Valentine. It seems to be more of a street. You may find that this is a connection with the gentleman as he comes forward for you. He may have moved there, but there's certainly a connection with Valentine as an area or a place name. The gentleman from the past seems to have changed quite radically. So I know that there were, this gentleman says, altercations in the past. I don't think with you, with other people. He seems to have calmed down an awful lot. It is someone you were quite attached to, but for whatever reasons you needed to part at that time. So this gentleman's coming forward. So would that make sense to you that you're not in a relationship at the moment? And there was a need for one.
I'm actually in the process of breaking up one.
Right, okay. So this is what the gentleman mentioned. So he showed me either the breaking up or it having broken up. This is going to sound a strange way to put it. It will break up successfully. There is a real need for the two of you to be parted. This gentleman says you're like chalk and cheese. You're just so different now. There's no real connection on any level. Would that make sense?
That's
okay.
Absolutely.
So,
100%.
I know that you're fine. Oh, bless you. So I know there is a gentleman from the past that will connect with you. He seems to have changed an awful lot, and so things will get better for you. Have you a very quick question?
Actually,
fantastic.
When you say someone from the past, sorry, Leo. When you say from the past, meaning someone that from the past that I've known in another time, someone from the past that's already passed over, or you mean? I just wanted to be clear what you're saying because there is someone else around. me that I've been talking to for 7 months now that I feel a really strong connection with.
Right, that's the gentleman, because I was just
and he's changed a lot since he's been around me.
Bless you. Okay, thank you so much. So I know that that's right, and that will work out for you. Take this gentleman's great love and mine too, and thank you for remembering. It can be difficult, especially if you're on air, to make connection. Take his great love and mine, honey. God bless.
Thank you
for calling, Shalana. Okay, we've had quite a few new callers call in. We're not going to be able to get to everybody. I'm coming to area code 773. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, did you say?
Yes.
Hi there. You're very soft spoken.
I know.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi, Leah. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. I've got a gentleman that describes himself as an uncle on father's side. He's written 43 for me. I'm very bad with ages. I've certainly put him in his early 40s, early 50s when he passed over. He says that you and he were close for a time, but obviously he was taken quite early in life. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that's my father, whose birthday is today.
Oh, okay. I've heard what you said. He's still insisting he was an uncle. Let's not worry too much about that. I'm sure it'll make sense. Would you understand this gentleman saying that you need to put away some of those dark thoughts that you have? You need to get on with life. He feels you're not going forward enough at this moment in time. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. As I'm asking for a confirmation, he says education is a wonderful thing. So I'm not sure of the context of this. I don't think you're a teacher. I do feel you did fairly well at school and college. But he's saying that you need to educate yourself in moving forward because he feels that for the last, he's actually said couple of years, you've kind of just strolled along rather than walked briskly along in life. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I think the reason that he's saying this is because he didn't live to be very old, 40 or 50, as I said, and he realizes how quickly life can go. There is a lot for you to enjoy, and he just wants you to do that.
Yeah, he was 58, and I was only 20, and I have been just devastated for the last 30 years. I just can't get over it.
Right. I can barely hear you. Have you got a very quick question, honey?
I feel like I moved back to where I grew up, and I just feel like moving here was a mistake. I think I belong somewhere else. I'm too sad with these memories. I feel like I need to go somewhere new, and I don't know where that is. I want to retire in Europe.
Okay, I can barely hear you, but this gentleman here sort of translated a little bit for me. He says that, yes, you do need to put away some of those thoughts. You do need to move. It is the memories of the area and where you're living that are not doing you any good. He says the area has become a bit repressive. He knows you can't move right away. But he says you won't have, he's intimating that you rent. Would that make sense to you?
What did he say, begin to what?
He intimates that you rent a place rather than own it. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And he says you can move fairly quickly. He's actually taken me to October, and he says, a place will just fall in your lap and it will enable you to move. And he says, if you don't want things, leave them behind. That's a reference to memories and things that you were attached to but are not doing you any good. So would that make sense, Tobe?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Take his great love. He says he's always with you. There's always a connection. They're not physically there 24 hours a day. But take his great love and mine, and I'll say prayers.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's my privilege.
God bless you, honey.
You
okay. We have got a lot of callers, and we have 14 minutes left. Area code 203, you are next. Whoops, wait a minute. Sorry about that. I'm coming to you. Okay, what is your first name,
Hello.
Please? Hi.
Hi, I'm Michelle. Hi.
I'm
calling
Michelle.
From California. I've had readings with Leo before in the past. I haven't spoken to him in a while, so nice to hear from him again.
Oh, bless you. Oh, fantastic. It's funny because I kept seeing a London bus, and I'm thinking to myself, there's a London connection with you. I've changed my mind now because I think the London connection is myself. So I'm just going to have right. There's a lady building up with you. She has, I would say, brown hair. There is a slight touch of red in it. She's showing me her nose. It has been broken at some point because there's a definite bump there. And she was quite a stern woman with a lot of people. So I feel there's a golden heart underneath, but she describes herself as quite aggressive to people, especially when irritated. She's not tall. She's around 5'6", 5'7", and she's quite slim. Would that make sense to you, Michelle?
No, that description offhand doesn't sound familiar offhand.
Okay, not to worry. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what she says. Right, okay. Would you understand her saying you've done really well to get yourself back on your feet? Would that make sense to you?
In a way, yeah. I have,
okay.
I'm on disability now, and I broke my wrist, and I feel like I need a little extra time because it's been horrendous. So in a way, I do want to get back on my feet, but in a way, it's like, don't push me back to work right away.
Right. I understand. The funny thing was, she was obviously California, but in a lot of places, there's huge beaches by the sea and that. But she was showing me a big old-fashioned beach ball that had like sections like an orange, all different colours. And she did show me the ball being played with on the beach. So I do understand what she's saying about there, that you have unfortunately had to take a rest. She says that there won't be pressure on you to go back to work very soon, but she's pleased with the progress that you've made. She says that you're being well taken care of. I'm taking that as a financial thing because she's finding out money for me. So I know that whilst it's nice to get back to work at some point when you're ready and it's nice to earn money, that's taken care of. Would that make sense to you?
I am getting disability money. So that, of course, is completely helpful and makes everything very doable. Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you got a question? She's actually shown me books being read, but have you got a question?
I do. So my injury is concerning to me, too, because I really, really, really need my hands at work. So, it you know, your whole ability to provide for your family. But I also have a condo back east that my tenant just moved out of, another renter canceled out on. So I've got that expense on my hands while I'm worried about providing because of this terrible injury. So I just wanted to know if I was going to get a good renter soon and my job was going to work out when I had to go back.
Your job will work out. You will get a good renter. I know what you need is a long-term renter. This person said the one that was there was sort of mid-term as far as length of rental, but there will be a long-term rental there. I know that you've mentioned it's a terrible injury, but this person is saying it was a very awkward break. It's almost as though the bone splintered. If I said that comes through the skin, would that make sense as well?
I didn't hear what you said about the skin. Did it come through the skin?
When the bones broke.
Splinter. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, so it's the bone looks splintered. It does. And there's two different injuries in one. Yeah.
Right, okay, because this person's just showing me that and it being very awkward. So it's actually done very well. Would you understand him saying that the hospital is surprised at how well it's healing? Would that make sense to you?
Well, yes, considering I keep going back and having them change the cast and they keep... See, I think I'm getting terrible care. And they've hurt me. I think they've hurt me with the cast they've put on. And they said, every time you change a cast, you know, it could upset everything, you know. And I said, I don't care. Take the cast off. Get it off, you know. So I think they're always surprised. Yeah. It's like, well, it seems to be on track still. So I don't know if it's going to end up that way. Mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
I think it will be fine. This person's opinion, I know what you said about the doctors, but this person's opinion is they're actually quite pleased with the way it's going. I do think that they're being slightly irritated for no reason, but it will mend. It's not going to be perfect, but it will mend. It will be okay. Take their great love, Michelle, and mind, and I shall ask for healing for you and say prayers.
Thank you.
God bless, Michelle.
God bless you, too.
All right. Just to put out Leo's website information again, we're going to take one more caller, maybe two. His website is leo-bonomo.com. B-O-N-O-M-O, just like it sounds, leo-bonomo.com. And area code 804, you've been patiently waiting. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Vernell. It's spelled with a V, like Virginia.
Oh, okay, Vernell. Vernell, okay.
Hi, Vernell.
Hi.
Right. I've got a gentleman with me, and he says, as far as getting messages, it's something that's fairly new to you. He says there was a healthy mistrust from some years back. I don't know how that worked out, but would that make sense to you?
I think it is, but I think it was more than one person.
Oh, sorry. Say that again, Vernell.
Okay. I think there might have been an issue with more than one person, but I can't really recall who it was. But it might come to mind.
Okay. Not to worry. I mean, he's very pleased that you've come through, and there are things that have happened to you. He says there's been unfortunate experiences in one sense, but they've been spiritual in making you look at life in a different way. So he's very pleased that that's happened. Would you understand him mentioning concern with a daughter?
A daughter. I I really don't, because I never had girls. I always had boys.
Right. Okay. Let me. I'm being shown four sons. Would that make sense to you?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. And if we go back to, oh God, which end are we going from? If we go from the second eldest, would you understand a daughter with him?
My second. Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Okay. This person that's come through said there's a little bit of concern with her. I know that your second eldest is trying to do his best. This gentleman says he feels he's being a little bit strict with his daughter, but she does need help. I'm seeing some eyes and they look quite lost to me, so I don't know exactly what's going on with her, but there needs to be some communication and some support for her. I don't know how old she is. I'm really bad with ages, but her daughter doesn't look very old. I would say between 10 and maybe 15. Would that make sense to you?
And yes, it does.
Okay, so she needs a little bit of support. I know there's not as much communication between that son and your granddaughter as there are with some of the other members of the family. Would you understand this gentleman saying there is a need to renew that contact there?
Yes.
Okay. He describes that son as being as having been quite nervous as a child and growing up. He's not quite got over that, so I think he needs a bit of help as well.
Okay.
Fantastic. Have you got a very quick question, Vanna?
Yeah. Today has really been a hard day, and unfortunately, I had to put my calico cat to sleep. And I saw her. I saw her go to sleep, and it's really hurting pretty bad. And I'm wondering if she's still here.
Oh.
I really feel bad. I don't know if I did the right thing.
I'm being shown quite a large cat standing about a foot or so high. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, she was kind of a big cat.
Okay. I know this sounds strange to talk to a cat, but what was done was needed to be done. She's talking about discomfort in the chest rather than the stomach, but I know there were several issues which kind of got helped and cured, but not quite. So there was an array of complications there, and the cat just wants to tell you it's very grateful for everything that you did. If I said you rescued that cat, would that make sense to you too?
I'm not really sure. If you mean as far as from her health problems, you mean?
I think wherever you got the cat from, she was much better with you than wherever she was, because I don't feel that she was very well or treated very well. If that makes sense, you take her great love and mine. She's okay, she's fine, and you did the right thing, honey.
Okay. Is she with other cats that I had, and would they keep coming here?
They will. Yeah, they will, Vernelle. They'll tend to collect, and whenever you pass over, because we all do, she'll be one of the first to greet you, so please don't worry, she's fine.
Okay, she wasn't feeling any pain when she was euthanized?
No, it's like us, at the point of death and passing, there's no pain, so she's fine, and she wants to thank you. You take care, God bless.
Vernelle,
thank you.
You have my sympathy, I know what that's like. God bless you, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today, and sorry to cut you off, Vernelle. We have run out of time. And Leo, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure.
It's a pleasure and a privilege for me, David.
So once again, we come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.